You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
The bottom of a bin is the ideal breeding ground for a deadly insect, and workers from the Institute of Medical Research in Malaysia have found some.
We are trying to look for a natural breeding site, and as you can see, we have plenty. This is the pupae of the mosquito. I mean, it is the final stage before it becomes the adult mosquito.
The tiny creature will mature into a mosquito which could carry a very serious disease, dengue fever. The viral infection is normally found in Asia and the Caribbean, but it's now being found further afield, even in Europe. In Malaysia, cases have doubled in the past year, with more than 100,000 people infected. Jenny Ning Martin died in March from complications caused by dengue fever. Her daughter Bernadine was on holiday and says she didn't make it back in time to say goodbye.
This is my late mum Jenny, myself, my daughter Megan, and my husband Boone. I got back, but she had already passed on, so I was just in time for the wake.
Dengue fever is also sometimes present in Australia, although it's not considered endemic, and cases in Queensland are on the decline. The virus's presence is all too familiar to Ty Butson, who contracted dengue in Cairns in 2007.
Quite a bad fever, you know, horrible headache, which just seemed to go on and on and on. I couldn't shake it. And just, you know, a horrible feeling of, you know, really sort of muscle and joint pain that just wouldn't go away for quite a while.
Symptoms can range from mild to severe and can include sudden onset of fever, extreme tiredness, intense headache, muscle and joint pain, and vomiting and diarrhea, among others. And Mr. Butson says it left him bedridden for days.
I've heard of people having 14 days of you know, a week to 14 days of sort of pain and symptoms. There's no real treatment. All you can do is sort of load up on fluids and take some Panadol and basically not work. You know, at least for the first couple of days, I was completely knocked out and couldn't do much more than sort of move between, you know, bed, the bathroom and the couch. So I was off for nearly a week in the end.
While there's no specific treatment for the infection, the World Health Organization says early detection and access to good medical care lowers fatality rates of severe dengue to below 1%. But Professor Cameron Simmons, the director of the Oceania branch of the World Mosquito Program, hopes the spread of the fever can be stopped with a program that's been developed over the past few years.
What we've done is develop a novel method of stopping mosquitoes from transmitting diseases like dengue, the Zika virus, and another virus called chikungunya. We've developed a method that stops mosquitoes transmitting these diseases to humans, and we've successfully delivered our method in North Queensland, in Indonesia, Vietnam, Brazil and Colombia.
Professor Simmons explains the method involves injecting mosquitoes with a bacteria called Wolbachia.
Wolbachia is a very common insect bacteria. You can find it in approximately 50% of all insect species. It didn't naturally exist in the mosquito that spreads dengue, and that mosquito is called Aedes aegypti. Our program introduced this bacteria into the Aedes aegypti mosquito and discovered that when Wolbachia is present in that mosquito, that these mosquitoes are no longer able to transmit the dengue virus or the Zika virus.
Some scientists have also been trialling the Wolbachia method in Malaysia, releasing mosquitoes into the wild and into controlled environments. University of Glasgow Professor Stephen Simpkins believes it's already helped lower dengue cases in the targeted areas.
It's been a couple of years in one of the sites since the releases ceased, and the Wolbachia have stayed stably at a high level and they've been blocking dengue transmission in those areas. So if that pattern is sustained on a larger scale, then it will be very effective.
In one Malaysian apartment complex where the mosquitoes were released, dengue fever infections have fallen by 70%. But according to the WHO, there remain to be around 390 million dengue fever infections a year, with half of the world's population at risk. Despite the success of the Wolbachia method, Professor Simmons warns that climate change is spreading dengue fever further.
I think there's been, you know, particularly with the Australian bushfires, again, a reminder that over the next few decades, we're going inevitably to see the consequences of climate change. And the forecasts are that the mosquitoes, like Aedes aegypti, that spread dengue, there's a greater chance of them increasing their global footprint. So, in other words, increasing the number of communities and cities where these mosquitoes infest.
Scientists are hopeful by expanding the Wolbachia trials, they'll be able to stop the number of dengue cases from increasing each year, and in doing so, protect the global community. Greg Dyatt, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.